All the Sunday school superintendents were sick, so we'll just get on with the business at hand today. Good to be in the house of the Lord. This morning, got a few things. I want to remind you, April 16th is going to be an evening with Tim Lovelace. It'll start at 6:30. If you never have been, do yourself a favor and show up. Invite somebody to come with you. And we'll go down and have fellowship afterwards in the fellowship hall, have some snack foods and finger foods and just a good time. He's always got some DVDs and things like that that he sells, but he's a good minister. He's got a good ministry there. And I just thought about something. That's a day after tax day, isn't it? So y'all come in and trade your sorrow for some laughter right there. I forgot, thought about that. But April 16th at 6:30. And if you're able to, park behind the church, and we'll leave the spaces open for visitors. Don't want anybody to leave if they think they can't find a seat. So April 16th at 6:30. Lock in Friday night. The youth from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. This is for ages 10 and up. That's on the 26th. Take your kids down there and drop them off, and they're going to have some games, food, and a midnight worship service. And they'll be broken up into classes, so I won't be just put in there together. So that's what the youth's going to do Friday again, starting at 8 o'clock. And please continue to check the church directory. Jerry's got it back there again. If your name is in gray, everything's highlighted, you're good. If not, check and make corrections. Or if you're not on there and you'd like to be, just turn it over and put your information on the back, and he'll get that all squared away for us. Wednesday night, after the service, we're going to go down to the fellowship hall. The Doolittles are going back to Brazil. Brother Steve's already gone back and preparing everything over there. And Kelly and the kids are going to be going back, and they're going to leave this month. So Wednesday night after the service, we're going to go down and have fellowship with them and just have some hot dogs and different things. And Joan has got a list of what she needs. So if you'll get with her after church and let her know what you can bring, that help, and everybody pitching in, we'll have plenty to eat down there. So that's going to be Wednesday night after the service. Any birthdays or anniversaries?
I got one thing I'd like to do.
Go ahead, Brother Jim.
Get down to birthdays and anniversaries. Bobby Bradford, I know some of y'all know him. That's Jimmy and Donnie's son. And we've been talking about this son for a while. He has went through all the tests that they had to do. He is qualified now for a lung transplant. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The young man said he's never known a day be well. He wants to see what it felt like. And so we give God praise for that. He's passed all the situation, all the tests that he had to do. And he is now on the list for a lung transplant. We don't know the time of the day whatsoever. It's just they call and he has to be there for hours. But thank God that we've got this opportunity. And the reason I'm up here is that after the lung transplant, he has to stay in Nashville for at least 90 days. Now, this is after he comes out of hospital. The place that he's going to be staying in has got some medical care, and it's, I think, a sterile place that he can live in. It's not just an apartment, but it's $3,200 a month. Times three amounts to about $10,000. So, anybody that would like to make a donation, just to help in this situation as an individual. You can see Joan, she'll take it. They've got an account open at the bank already. It's called the Bobby Bradford Fund or something. I don't know the name of it.
If you want to make a check, you can just make it to John because we've got his name on
okay.
the account.
If you want to make a check, write them to John Bradford and she can give him part of that account. And if anybody would like to help, you know, there's a need. And, I thought about Johnny Bradford's wrestling this. He said, I just don't know. I said, Johnny, he's sang about 10,000 hymns through the years. He's helped people in every situation that's come up. And now it's an opportunity we can help out. Isn't that great? So if anybody wants to do that, it don't have to be today. If you want to make it later, I'm sure this is going to be an ongoing thing. And there's already some funding taking place. But, you know, that's I think that would be a great benefit that we could play, help pay for this place where he's staying. And I'll get down there all the way. Yes, ma'am.
I think Benevolence is going to have a day for Bobby.
Okay.
As a church dinner.
Okay. This won't be just 3 months and over. It'll be a while.
All right, Chris, you got a birthday, so stand up. You're going to try to get away with it, buddy. Somebody told on you. Wasn't your wife, so somebody. Anybody else? Birthdays, anniversaries? Jessica had a birthday. Come, and if you'd please stand, please remain standing, receive this morning's tithes and offering.
Hey, Snooki, play louder.
This day, we thank you, dear God, for our church, place where you worship. Take this offering, Lord, and use it to further the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Savior. I pray, Lord, if there's one here today that's not saved, that this will be the day that they become what Christ is their Savior. Lord, we thank you for each one that's came this way. I pray that you just bless each one. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for every blessing that you bestow upon us. And Lord, just help us to be the Christian in this walk of life that we should bring in Christ's name. Thank you.
what's up? I got your lungs pumping.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's turn to page 344 at the bottom. Page 344.
Bye. Y'all bear with me. I don't know if I've got much of a voice this morning. What number did you say?
152.
Oh, I'm sorry. 152. Just the first and the last one and play in between.